live from Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, where we're here now for the Western Regionals final game. This is it. This is the whole for the whole enchilada. This game here, the winner goes to the state championship next weekend in Chapel Hill, back to where we were last year. But right now, the Bears have got a tall task ahead of them. They're playing the Hickory basketball, the Red Tornadoes out of Hickory, North Carolina, or out of Hickory. I don't need to say North Carolina. We're in the state championships. But Hickory comes into this game undefeated, not a blemish on their record. They come out of that 4A, 3A split conference in the Northwest, which has Freedom, South Caldwell, St. Stephens, Patton, Watauga, High Britton, and Ford. And they're 29-0 coming into this game. But, you know, we're looking at that record, and the coaches stayed and watched them play the other night and got a little bit of scouting report. Plus, I guess Coach Holloway called the Irwin coach when Irwin played him a couple weeks ago and got a little bit on it. So let's go quickly to how both teams got here. Hickory, first round of the playoffs, had to play West Henderson. They beat them 80-35. In the second round of the tournament, they played Hickory Ridge, which they beat 76-50. In the third round, they played Irwin Warriors, and they beat them 64-49. In the fourth round, the semifinal game here, Wednesday night after our game, they played Freedom for the third time this year, and they beat them 67-48. So coming into the, you can see they have a very good record. They do distribute the ball well. They don't have the one player like we've seen against Weddington, like the Watts girl that is going to Carolina that Brooklyn Allen had to face all night. As far as the Western Regional Basketball Conference records, Hickory was here 2 years ago. They've been in here 15 times. They got an 18-0 record with a 6.43 winning percentage. Pisgah's been here two appearances. This is their 4-0. Actually, you can say 5-0 now. This is their third appearance. They're 5-0, and their last appearance was last year. As far as Pisgah getting here, the first game they had to play A.C. Reynolds, which they won that game 66-40. And in that game, we did out-rebound them, but not what I would say was a stat stick-outer. The one stat that does stick out to me is we had 24 steals in that game. That was what impressed me the most. The next game we played, your leading score for us in that game was Brooklyn Allen with 16. Sheridan was the leading scorer with 19. Brooklyn had 16. Mariah Lewis had 10. And then in the next game, we played North Henderson. We beat them in the next round, beat them 67-38. The stat that don't stick out for me, at least, was the turnovers by North Henderson. They had 28 turnovers, which caused a lot of turnovers. We only had 19 steals in that game. But your leading scorers in that game was Ashley Pendlin, who just went off 23 points. And then followed by Sheridan Presley with 12, and Sydney Singleton had 5, and Brooklyn Allen had 10 in that game. The next game that Pisgah played was Southwest Randolph, which they won, and that was, ladies and gentlemen, probably the best game, best player I've ever seen that Pisgah's faced all year, in Stephanie Watts, who had a game-high 26 points. But Pisgah won that game against Weddington 50-45. It was a tough game. We out-rebounded Weddington, which I was shocked to see these stats. I thought we were out-rebounded. But we out-rebounded Weddington 43-33. I could not believe that. We only had 9 steals in that game, so not a big, big thing there. The leading scorer in that game was Sheridan Presley with 18. Brooklyn Allen come in with 17. And then Sydney Singleton had 9. And this is going to be a tall task for the Bears tonight. And the one thing that I say right now is that Coach Chappell said something one time when I interviewed him in the fall for the fall preview. He said, you know, sometimes a loss is not that bad. He said, I would like to have a loss right before you start the playoffs because it refocuses your team. The key to this is this team hasn't lost. And it is hard as you know what to go undefeated in high school basketball anymore. It's really hard. It's even hard to go undefeated in college basketball. Even harder,
yeah,
I would say.
That's for sure.
Two things I think is going to stick out in this game that Pisgah needs to capitalize on quickly. One, we cannot afford to get behind in this game. Two, we've got to hit our shots, our layups against Weddington. This was really disheartening to me. We were 12 of 47 from two-point land. We shot 26%. We shot 20% from three-point land, and we shot 63% from the foul line, and that's not the norm for us. They shot 75% from the foul line, Weddington did, and technically, if you look at the whole game in a whole, we should have not won.
Yeah, I mean,
we did not.
Look at all these stats. Every single stat on this sheet has them with a higher percentage than us.
Exactly. And it just comes down to the end where I think this game, if it ever comes down, can be important. In that game, one stat that does stick out to me is Brooklyn Allen. She was 25% from two-point land. She shot 6 of 24. That's not good.
That's not like her.
Brooklyn, and she only shot 50% from foul line, and that's not like her. She's usually a 70% free throw shooter. The keys for today's game is we got to have the three scorers score. Lewis, Presley, and Allen. But we got to have X Factor step in, which Singleton had 9 points against Weddington. She had a huge three at the end that gave us a lead right there in the fourth quarter. Singleton needs to step up. Penland needs to step up. Somebody's got to give some more points in there for us to come away with a victory today.
Nope.
The one good thing I do see is that Pisgah's been here. They've done it. They told me after the game, the girls did, they had nerves Wednesday night. And I said, why? You were here last year. Why did you have nerves? That makes no sense to me. Should have been the opposite. But actually, we come out playing nervous. The other team came out playing really cool. That's what got us in trouble. We got behind. We were trying to get shots. But I did find out that Mariah Lewis was under the weather in that game. So, you know, and she played good, but she didn't play Mariah Lewis-esque, you know. Yeah. So, and talked to them at practice the other day after the game. We had a softball game Thursday. Talked to a couple of players. Mariah's much better Thursday. So, and I believe from the delay that we had from yesterday from the snow, and folks, there's snow down here. I'm not lying.
Quite a bit of it.
A lot of it.
A lot of places are without power right now.
Yeah, still. I don't think my hotel has power, so I still can't get a hold of them to tell them I'm going to have a late check-in. But I'll keep trying throughout this between games. I'll try. If I can, I might have to run down to the hotel. It's not far from here. But, yes, I told the guy in the parking lot, I said, man, I feel like I'm in the mountains. All this snow here, I feel like I'm home.
Yeah, for real.
He says, where's home? I said, in the mountains. And he said, oh, well, you can have this snow. I said, no, we've already had our fair share of it this year. But this is a crucial game. And the winner of this game, Hickory has been, we talked about this before the game, Hickory's been 2-3 through the polls throughout the year. Chapel Hill's been number one. Chapel Hill plays West Craven to go to the championship game today. So those two teams are very talented. Northern Nash got beat out because Northern Nash and Hickory's been trading in polls, different polls. Max has them one. NC Preps has them the other. So it really just trading paces. Pisgah's always been faithfully fourth all the way through. So your top three of the top four teams are still alive in the playoffs. And that's pretty impressive with the state.
That's very impressive.
With the state being so good, with the Northern Nash did get beat by West Craven the other night. And West Craven has a kid that's going to Carolina also. And I don't know how many more kids from Carolina we can face because Stephanie Watts was the show. We're sitting here watching Hickory warm up. Coach told me in the scouting report that they do not have a player like Stephanie Watts, but they do play a lot of team ball. So to me, that means we've got to play. This is going to have to be the best defensive game we've ever played in our entire life.
Yeah, I can definitely agree. To me, a more scary situation is whenever you face a team that plays team ball. It's you can always guard one player if they're going to be outstanding, but it's hard to guard five players if they're all playing as a team out there. So the Bears are going to have to play some great defense tonight.
And looking through their wins, Hickory's never trailed. So I'm wondering how they'll react in a championship game, all the pressure, all the kahunas right here on this game. If they get behind, how are they going to react? Are they going to start pushing? Are they going, what we call, coaches call pushing the situation. In other words, taking bad shots, making bad decisions, throwing the ball away, stuff like that. Is that mindset going to get to them at the end of the game?
Well, that's what the Bears are probably hoping for anyways. They enjoy the fast-paced game. So they're going to try to force Hickory into pushing the ball, because it's going to play more into the Bears' favor if that can happen.
I hope so, and I hope that Brooklyn Allen has got over them nerves. Last year, she had nothing to lose and everything to gain. She comes into this game as a freshman. Nobody knew her. Nobody had heard of her. She comes out and has a great game. She wins MVP of the Western Regionals. Has not been done by a freshman that I can find.
That's
and I have been searching
impressive.
The archives. And, folks, it takes a while to search these out, right? And the NC High School Association revamped their website, and so none of the archives are up from past 07, so I cannot go past 07. That's the reason if you say, well, I know our girls have been to the Western Regionals more than that. Yes, they have, but they haven't revamped it, so what I have to go with is back to 07, and that's all I have to go with. So we're just going to have to pay. But if, by chance, Brooklyn does come out today, she's 100% healthy. Last year she played with torn ligaments in her ankle. Had surgery after the season was over, after the state championship game, 1 week after state championship game. Rehabbed all summer. She's ready. She's physically ready. Now, mentally, that's the aspect that you got to go with. You got to worry about the mental aspect of everything.
And that's how it is for a lot of these kids out here. Because Sheridan Presley, Brooklyn Allen, Mariah Lewis, they're all ready. Even if Mariah Lewis is a little under the weather, she's still ready for this game. It's just mentally, how are they?
And I know we're interrupting the Western Carolina game, so Tim, our producer back at the studio in Canton, Tim is the best producer in Western North Carolina by an arc. Tim, don't get the big head. We got to get you in the door next week. But he just gave me an update midway through the first half in the SoCon Championship action from Asheville. Western leads Elon 10-8.
Western's my score right there.
Yeah, they're doing really good this year. And, you know, we've seen a lot of buses going up the mountain, seen a lot coming down. And I turn around here and look at the fan base from Pisgah. A lot better turnout than from Wednesday night. I know that it was a midweek game, but right now we've got three sections just about completely filled up in this arena, which is, there's four sections total. No, five. And they're sticking to the middle, the 50-yard liners.
Yeah, exactly.
They're 50-yard liners back here, so the Canton people's out strong again. And the boys are sitting down underneath the goal with Coach Crook. See them down here. They came together. So we're getting ready to start this game. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get let's just hang on, Tim, because we got to do the national anthem.
Yeah.
We still got a minute and 30-something seconds left. The Pisgah's doing their patented run and getting warmed up really good. We were sitting here watching Hickory. They never formed a layup line.
No,
they just come out and shot.
Yeah, the entire time. There was never a layup line. They never ran any drill. They were just out here shooting, just taking a couple free throws here and there, just shooting. So see how that works out for them.
And I think you'll find that our girls are probably going to be more settled right now. They that first game, I'm really hopefully they got them first game jitters out. Now I'm hoping the jitters transfer to his Hickory team, and I hope they start pushing it, and I hope they start making some misses. So we're going to take our first break. We're going to have the national anthem. When we come back, we're going to have a tip-off. So this is Pisgah Basketball on WPTL, 920 AM.
In the mood for a special dining experience? Wishing for a menu ranging from Mediterranean to comfort food and creative specialties? All this in a warm, intimate setting with exceptional service? Look forward to Randall's 1941 Cafe, opening this spring in the Medical Building, downtown Canton. Yesterday's ambience with today's dining choices, including intimate private dining rooms and takeout service. Randall's 1941 Cafe, opening this spring.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at five convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
How about them black bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud of our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza. where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
Black Bears basketball on WPTL Canton.
Here in Greensboro, where we just had the national anthem getting ready to kick off this Western final game between Pisgah and Hickory. Hickory, the Red Tornadoes. They're going to give us a starting lineup for Pisgah first.
First time throughout these playoffs that we've been the away team.
Yeah, first time in the playoffs been away team. First time in the playoffs that we have had to wear black.
And this is Pisgah basketball, brought to you by our big black sponsor, Carolina Pawn and Gun. Also by Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Champion Credit Union, and by Hometown Hardware.
Well, as usual, the same starting lineup except for the one position where Coach Holloway changes when he scouts the team we're getting ready to play. And tonight, Kelsey Long starts in place of Ashley Penlin. So it's Sydney Singleton, Sheridan Presley, Mariah Lewis, and Brooklyn Allen is your starting five for Pisgah. For your starting five for the Red Tornadoes, which are in, we're in black with the red and white stripes, white lettering. They're in white with, it looks like USC, the red and yellow.
Yeah.
So number 22, Witherspoon will be one of your starters. She's a forward. Number 23 be Hannah. Yasmin Hannah will be starting. Number 24, Brittany Dixon, guard. And then number 40, Allie Miller.
And number 32.
And number 32, Sedacia Treeps. Tips?
Sedacia Tips.
Tips.
I think.
The good thing I have to pronounce only their last names after this is over with.
Yes.
So the Red Tornadoes are in white with yellow and red stripes and red lettering. Pisgah's in all black. And on your radio dial, if you're listening back at the Pisgah Nation, and I'm going to tell you this, Kenneth Warren, get that jukebox cranked up some, because we're fixing to get it on down here in Greensboro.
Yes, we are.
So crank it up. So Pisgah will be going on your radio dial. Left to right, Red Tornadoes from right to left. Jumping in the circle is Mariah Lewis. She'll be going against, looks like, Tips to start this off. And the Tornadoes win the toss. They quickly get in the hands of 22 and the Witherspoon. She dribbles up, gives it up to the top to Dixon. Dixon's at the jump circle. She's got Kelsey Long on her. She sets, waits for a screen. She dribbles. She hands it off to Tips. Tips gives it back to Witherspoon. Witherspoon gives it to number 23, who drives off, handed to Hannah, and goes up against Brooklyn Allen and scores on an easy layoff so quickly it's 2-0 Hickory. And Brooklyn Allen gets it across the timeline with the full court pressure, finds Kelsey Long lingering, but she throws it a little bit too far in front of her. So quickly Pisgah gets a first turnover. Still 2-0 Hickory, 7:29 in the first quarter. Dixon's bringing the ball up. She got Long on her, setting her screens. She gets it into the paint to Witherspoon. Witherspoon gets it out to Hannah. Hannah throws it over, a lob over the head of her player in the paint. Sydney Singleton comes up with it. They're trying to double-team her. She gets it over to Mariah Lewis in the corner. Gets it to Allen in the paint. It's tipped by the Long fingers, and the Hickory intercepts it, and Dixon's, or Witherspoon's coming down with it, and she puts it in the hands of Dixon. At the foul line, she does the chop at the key, top of the key. Still got Long on her. She gets a screen. She backs up. She lobs it into Witherspoon, who quickly puts it out to Dick Hannah. Hannah shoots a three. She misses off front of the rim. And Allen Miller rebounds it. It's tipped out to number 24, Dixon, who shoots a three, and she gets it. All the Bears clapped inside. So it's 5-0 Hickory. And Pisgah gets it up quickly up court. Allen gets it over to Long. And Allen again throws it over Long's head.
Yeah, it's two plays in a row that Allen's had. They've got it across the timeline and broke the press and trying to get it to Kelsey Long. They just haven't thrown her a good pass.
So Dixon brings it up across the court, off across the timeline. She dribbles down to the corner. She hands it off to Tips. Tips gives it back out to Witherspoon and shoots another three. It bounces off, and Sheridan rebounds it. Quickly they get on her, try to stop her from running the court. that gets in the hands of Allen, and Allen walks after Hannah sets a just stands there, and then while Allen had her head turned, she turned around, and boom, she's there. Yeah. She had to walk.
Looks like some nerves coming out of Allen right now. She's got to get them out of her system right now.
Settle down. When she gets her first basket, it will be. Where Dixon goes in, she tries to feed it to Tips. It's intercepted by Presley. They get it up to Mariah Lewis quickly. Mariah gives it back out to Presley. Presley to Long in the corner. Long goes up for a mid-range jumper, and she gets it out of the baseline. So it's 5-2 Hickory, 5:43 left in the first quarter. Get them first points on the board there, girls.
That's yeah, Long said, I finally got a pass to me. I'll make the basket.
She didn't hit anything the other night against Weddington. It's a good sign to get her started. Witherspoon dribbles into the corner and gives it to Tips. Tips back up to Witherspoon. She gets it to, or this is Witherspoon, excuse me. She goes up, drives the paint strong, misses it. It's being batted around, and Allen pulls back her hand real quick, and it's off the Hickory player. So it would be possession that belongs to Pisgah.
Smart play by Allen. She could have grabbed that ball, but it would have been rough to save from going out of bounds.
They get it to Presley, inbound. They get it over to Singleton. They got a full court press, kind of a full court press. They get it to Presley. Presley dribbles across the timeline. They come up with a double team and get out of it quickly. Allen's got Miller. She drives her to the corner. She can't find her. Sydney Singleton comes up with a big three. She bounces off the rim, misses it. Long comes up with a rebound, goes back up and scores. Beautiful by Long. 5-4 Pisgah, or Hickory leading, 4:56 remaining in the first quarter. So Dixon brings it down. She takes Long all the way. Mariah Lewis comes down with a rebound. She gives it to Presley. Quickly up to Singleton. Singleton tries to bounce, pass it into Allen. It's intercepted by Dixon. Dixon quickly comes up the court. Defense gets back. Long gets back. She's on Dixon. Dixon gets a screen, goes one way, then hands it off in the corner to Tips. Tips back up top to Witherspoon. Witherspoon fakes, goes up strong, misses it. Get her on rebound. She misses that. Singleton comes out of there with a rebound. She sees Presley ahead. Presley sees Allen running down the court. Allen goes up, and it's good for an easy layup. Pisgah takes a lead, 6-5 with 4:12 remaining in the first quarter. Great fast court.
Beautiful passing from the Bears right there. Finding the open Allen cut to the basket. That was great by Presley.
Dixon brings it up. She's got Long still on her. They give it to Miller. Miller goes underneath to, she lobs it into Tips, and Tips goes up, and Mariah Lewis fouls her trying to block the ball from the backside.
Yeah, she was kind of forced to foul her right there. Tips, it would have been an easy lay, and Mariah Lewis trying to make the very athletic play and get the block. Instead, gets her with the body, so Tips is going to the line for two free throws for the Red Tornadoes.
3:55 in the first quarter. Pisgah lead, 6-5. Tips up, gets her first one. It's up. It's off the back of the iron. So that's a good foul.
That is a good foul. I thought it was a good foul anyways. You know, I'd rather make them earn their points from the free throw line rather than give them the easy layup in a situation early on like this.
Exactly. So she gets her next shot. Very important that they get boxed out, and each player knows their assignment in the paint. Each player knows who they're boxing out. Somebody's got to get the shooter. Next one's up, and it's good. So it's tied up, 6-6, 3:55 left in the first quarter. So Singleton's going to throw the ball in. She gets it over to Penland. Penland coming back to help on the defense. Allen gives it to Allen. Allen dribbling. They're going to try to double-team her. Allen finds Presley down there looking. Presley goes up for a shot, banks it off the backboard, and it's good. So it's 8-6, Pisgah, 3:43 in the first quarter. Quickly, the Red Tornadoes get it down. They give it to Witherspoon. She drives on Mariah, gets it in, it rolls off the corner, and quickly the ball gets past Allen, and Allen throws it back, and Hickory gets it, and Witherspoon goes back across Singleton, and she gets Singleton to foul her. She tries to go up for a layup.
Yeah, that was a smart drive by Witherspoon right there. It was a one-on-one situation between her and Singleton, but she just took it right at Sydney Singleton and forced Singleton to have to foul Witherspoon. Witherspoon's at the line shooting two for the Red Tornadoes.
Her first one's off the back of the rim, just like the last time she's at the free throw line. There was no stats available for the Red Tornadoes, so I have no clue who's who.
Yeah, well, we don't know who's leading scorers or anything.
They had only one game posted. The next one's up, and it's in. So they take the lead back, 9-8. Quickly get in the hands of Presley. Presley bounces it over to Singleton. Singleton's coming up. They got like a 1-2-2 trap defense, and they find Penland, who bounces it to Meyer Lewis, And then she bounces it back to Penland underneath. They give it back to Singleton at the wing. Singleton gives it back up to Press at the top of the key. She sets up her offense, backs it up, slows it down.
Yeah, needed to slow that one down. We were
gives it over
control.
To Singleton. Somehow or another, they tried to find Allen was all alone, but the pass was intercepted by Hickory. So Hickory gets the ball back. And they come down, and they get Witherspoon going up. And she goes between the double team, and she gets fouled. And it's probably going to be on Presley.
Yeah, I do believe that one's going on Presley. It is. Yeah, there. She was trying to play some help side defense, but she put her hand down trying to smack the ball, and instead caught a lot of the Witherspoon's arm in that one.
So Hickory leads 9-8 with 2:55 in the first quarter. To go back to the foul line, Witherspoon this time hits her first one.
Yeah, we have three fouls in the game. Hickory doesn't have a foul yet in this first quarter.
So now she gets her second one, and we have a substitution for Hickory. Number 12's in, and that's McLean. Next one's up. It rattles in. Out. Allen rebounds it. 10-8. Hickory leads. Allen comes across the timeline. She's got Witherspoon on her. She puts it in a corner to Penland. Penland cross court to Presley. Presley fakes, drives to the foul line, goes to the jump shot, and it's good. 10-10. 2:40 left.
Good runner through the lane for Presley right there.
Yeah. And her coach is here tonight. I just spoke to her on the way in. Coach Al from Queens University. She's excited about this young lady. McLean gets it, drives to the top of the key, gives it back out to Dixon. No, that was Hannah. Hannah gets it in to Tips. Tips turns around and puts it up off the glass. 12-2, Hickory. Pisgah gets it across the timeline, quickly get up to Mariah Lewis. Mariah Lewis goes up strong and gets a layup. So it's 12-12. 2:10 left in the first quarter.
The Bears doing a good job of breaking this red tornado press that's going on right now.
So I think it's Dixon has it across the timeline. Kelsey Long goes up, tips it away, gets Penland stays in the corner. Quickly they give it back to Presley. Presley comes across the timeline, got Witherspoon on her, gets it to Penland. Penland gets it over to Allen for a mid-range jumper from the wing, and it's good. Good to see the shots going down for the Black Bears. 14-12, Pisgah leads. 1:41 left in the first quarter. And we got a timeout by the Hickory coach. So with 1:40 left in the first quarter, it's 14-12, Pisgah. This is Pisgah Basketball on WPTL, 920 AM.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. You do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Back to the action. It's Black Bears Basketball.
.140 left in the first quarter. Hickory's already took one of their 30-second timeouts. We're going to mark that down so we can keep up with it. And Pisgah leads 14-12. Pisgah comes out, got Emily Ray coming in to give Singleton a breather, and Penland's and Allen's on the bench. You got Penland taking her place. So quickly the Tornadoes get across the timeline with Dixon. Dixon at the top of the key gets a screen. She's looking for Tips in the paint. She goes up strong against Mariah. Mariah couldn't block it, so she just had to let it go. It's 14-14. Quickly, Pisgah comes down the court. Oh, man. Long was going to throw it in the corner to Penland. He got knocked out of bounds by, looks like, Tips. Is that 33 or 23? Oh, 23. Hannah over in that side. Presley's got the ball. She gets across the timeline. She gives Penland. Penland gets in the corner to Long. Long dribbles up. Gives it to single Presley. Presley dribbles to the foul line. Goes up. Hops. Jumps. Misses it. Goes down. Red Tornadoes come out with a rebound. And quickly, Dixon goes down. She misses it. Penland gets back, or Long gets back for great defense. Made her alter a shot. She missed it on front of the rim. They give it up. Ray gets it down on the baseline. She goes back up. She gives it up at the top to Lewis. Lewis turns around and gives it to actually Presley. She shoots a three, misses it. Ray rebounds it, hands it back to Lewis. And then Lewis goes up for a shot and gets fouled.
That was a huge rebound by Ray right there, going up and over a couple of these Red Tornadoes to grab it. Hands it off to Lewis. She goes up strong, gets fouled. She's going to the line for a three-point play.
And gets the basket. It went in. Good to see shots going in. 16-14 Pisgah, 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Lewis's first shot is off the side of the rim, rebounded by Tips. Quickly getting the hands of Dixon, their main guard. She runs the whole show. Dixon's got Ray on her. She gets past her. She pulls it out. Gives it to McLean in the corner. McLean dribbles up the top of the key. Gives it to Tips, or actually Witherspoon. I think she walked, but they didn't call it, but she missed a shot. Rebounded by Lewis. And Singleton comes up, gets it over to Penland, and she tries to save it, but her heel did touch the line. Hey, we're down on courtside. We can see that.
Yeah, it's actually nice. We can actually see the side of the court that we're sitting on right now. It's very nice.
So now, turnover by Pisgah, still leads 16-14 with 16 seconds left in the first quarter. Allen back in quickly, got a quick breather. So, and Mariah Lewis goes out. So quickly, the Red Tornadoes got it. It looks like Dixon going all the way around, or his hand dribbles from one side, cuts down the paint and scores, ties it up. And the Bears try to get it off the last-second shot. They can't do it. So at the end of the first quarter, it's all tied up, 16-all here at Greensboro. This is Pisgah Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community, a credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Black Bears basketball on AM 920.
Back here at Greensboro, it's all knotted up after one quarter, 16-all. Yeah. The Bears are shooting a lot better. They're not as nervous. You can tell it in them. They're playing. You know, we've got to stop the drive, dribble drive penetration. That's what Hickory's getting us right now on.
Yeah, they're working the ball down low a lot better than we are, and they're converting on a lot of their little layup shots right now, it seems, as well.
Pisgah will have possession to start this second quarter. And yep. I thought at the beginning this matchup is going to be a dogfight, and I'm probably going to be right about it.
Yeah, it's a close game so far, 16-16.
Presley gets the ball. She gets a screen from Lewis. She gets bumped. They get in the corner to Singleton. Singleton goes up, misses it. Lewis is there. She tries to get it. She misses it, and it's rebounded Red Tornadoes. Dixon comes down, hands it to Tips, to Witherspoon, and Witherspoon got a who else but Presley standing there waiting, got a charge.
Yeah, Presley is just so good at that. She's been doing it all year, too. She's fantastic at taking charges.
She just stands there, and they run into her. Hey, so
the way you're supposed to do it.
That's it. So quickly, Pisgah gets the ball back, and the foul on Witherspoon, which is her. They don't tell us if it's her first or second. Presley gets it. She lobs it into Allen underneath. Allen goes up strong and gets it. Allen all along on the baseline, and she gets an easy layup. 18-16 Pisgah. Quickly, Pisgah comes with pressure. They get it over to Tips. Tips gets it across the timeline. They get it in the corner to Witherspoon, or Hannah. Hannah gives it back up top to the key to Dixon, and Dixon misses a three, but they're going to call Allen for a foul on the rebound. They say that she hit Dixon.
Yeah.
Or not Dixon, but Witherspoon.
Allen was trying to go for the ball, but Witherspoon had possession, and Allen bumped her.
So Witherspoon's got it. She gets it into the hands to Miller. Miller gives it back out to – actually, she tries to get it back out to Dixon and got tipped by Allen, and Allen tried to chase it down. It started slowly bouncing, and Hickory gave up on the ball.
Yeah, Allen nearly got to it, too. It would have been a layup the other way if she could have.
She'd outrun him, that's for daggum sure.
But it did it did go out of bounds.
Witherspoon has got it. She gets in the corner to wing to Miller right in front of us, and then they get it to Tips. Tips tries to drive on Singleton. Singleton stops the baseline. It goes back out top to Dixon. Dixon gets it over to Miller, and Miller gets a baseline jumper.
And we got a little stoppage of play on the court. The ball rolled too far away, so the ref's just getting it back under control now.
Witherspoon got it to Miller. Miller just did a little baseline jumper. Everybody collapsed on Witherspoon because they're trying to do the help side defense on the dribble drive. So it's 18-all, 6:30 left in the second quarter before half. Presley trying to drive. She gets a ball hung on her hip, and she walks. She tried to cut down. She made it past the double team, split it, and then the ball got hung on her hip, and it just stayed there. So quickly they tried to get it into Witherspoon, but Lewis just about had her an interception, but it tipped right back in the hands of Hickory, and she Witherspoon gets it to Miller in the paint for an easy jumper all by herself. She misses it. Pisgah goes up. Allen drives it all the way down. Bounce passes it to Penland on the other side of the paint. She goes up for a layup, and she gets fouled. So she's going to the line shooting two.
That's one thing I like to see from Penland right there. She hasn't been taking the ball hard to the hole too much this year, but she went up strong on that little layup. She got fouled hard, but she still tried to force it up and into the basket. So she's at the line shooting two.
I see something on the stat sheet I already like. She got her first shot, and we lead 19-18. Is that from the two-point land, Pisgah is 8 of 11. They are 72%. She gets her second one. So Pisgah leads 20-18, 6:09 left before half. Pisgah coming with pressure now. They've got that, like, 1-3. They throw it away. Singleton intercepts it. The player, Penland, gets it to Sheridan at the top of the key for a huge three. So Pisgah quickly, 23-18. The pressure got to them. Quickly they get it down to Miller. Miller bounce passes it back to Hannah. Hannah goes in for an easy layup.
That's the only bad thing about the full court pressure right there.
23-20, Pisgah leads to get it back into Presley's hand. Presley throws across court to Allen. Allen drives, goes up strong, misses it. It rolls off front of the rim, and then Miller rebounds it, and we're going to get a foul on
Ashley Penland, I do believe.
It looks like they're going to call it.
This is foul number 13,
yep, Ashley Penland.
Yeah, she tried to take the ball from Miller from behind, but she ended up hacking her arm instead.
Yeah, she tried to poke it.
Yeah.
And this didn't work. She poked the hand instead of the ball. So quickly, Hickory gets it up to Withers or to Dixon. Dixon does a lob over to Miller. It's blocked by Sheridan. Sheridan gets the ball. She goes down. She's got Allen running down the court strong. She gets the basket and a layup and gets fouled, folks.
Huge play right there by Brooklyn Allen. Let's not forget, that was a beautiful bounce pass by Sheridan Presley.
Oh, my goodness.
Splitting
gracious.
Two of the Red Tornadoes to get it to her. And Brooklyn Allen splits a double team as well, gets it into the basket, and fouled. She's at the line for a three-point play. That's a big play
by
her.
And I usually don't holler, but I'm getting excited now. I'm telling you, folks, if it gets loud on your end, I apologize now. Tim, I apologize if I'm blowing the meter out.
Yeah, this is a game to get excited about for sure.
And Allen hits her three throw, so it's quickly 26-20. Pisgah leads. And the Red Tornadoes get the ball back. 5:15 left before half. And they're walking it across. They want to slow it down. Pisgah wants to speed it up. They want to slow it down. Dixon's got the ball. She's got Allen on her this time. Allen, she drives one way, then the other. They say no basket. 5-second call. Great defense by Allen.
Yeah, Allen was just staying right in her grill the entire time, and Dixon wasn't passing the ball off. She wanted to work it down low, but it took her way too long, and Allen got the 5-second closely guarded call.
Yeah.
Fantastic defense.
Fantastic defense by Allen. And Pisgah gets ball 5 minutes before half, leading 26-20. Presley's calling her play. She's getting her player set up. They acknowledge they know the play now. Gives Singleton to wing. Singleton gives to Mariah Lewis, cutting across the foul line. Mariah, she lost her balance, and she moved her pivot foot.
Yeah, you could see that one. You could tell she was a bit – she knew she did it too. She tried to hide it, but she lost her balance and crossed over her feet, and that caused her to move her pivot foot.
So now Dixon comes down. She's got Penland or Singleton on her. They get it to McLean. Or Hannah. Hannah gives it to McLean. McLean at the wing tries to drive on, and she walked. She tried to drive on Presley.
That was right in front of me. I could see that one clearly. As she went to go take her first initial move, she jumped with her feet instead of dribbling the ball first, and that's going to be a walk every time.
So mistakes starting to appear for the Red Tornadoes. Quickly, they go back into a zone, and they get Mariah Lewis gets it to Kelsey Long over in the baseline, and Kelsey's on fire. She's getting this team going. She's the one that's going to carry us to state. So quickly, it's 28-20. 4:10 left before half. Dixon steps back, shoots, misses it. Kelsey Long comes down with a huge rebound. She gets the ball. She gets it into Presley's hand. Presley across the timeline. She gets it to Singleton at the wing. Singleton fakes to Presley. She gets in the corner to Long. Long bounce passes it to Mariah Lewis. She misses it. Mariah gets her own rebound, goes back up, misses it again. This time the Red Tornadoes come down with it. They crash the board. There's about four of them down there to one. And it's Witherspoon who gets it in the hands of McLean, who gets a three-pointer from the wing, closely guarded by Presley, too. 28-23, 3:35 left before halftime.
Yeah, that was a great shot from McLean right there for the Red Tornadoes, right in the face of Sheridan Presley, too.
Presley's got the ball, top of the key. She gives it to Brooklyn Allen. Brooklyn drives, goes up, gives it to Long in the corner at the baseline. She misses the baseline jumper this time, overshot the rim. Witherspoon gets it, or actually Dixon gets it, comes down. She gets it in the corner to Hannah. Hannah gets it back up to Dixon. Dixon over to McLean again for another three. This time she misses it. Mariah Lewis comes down with the rebound, gets it in the hands of Presley. Quickly they try to get up. Allen's going to drive the hole. She gets by a defender, goes up and lays it in. 30-23. Pisgah leads, 2:56 remaining before half.
No one really even guarded her on that one. She just stood there. She didn't try to play any defense. Brooklyn Allen will take that every time.
To get it over here to McLean. McLean gets it back out to Dixon, who does an NBA three. She misses it. They're fighting for it. They're going down on the ground for it. And somehow Hickory gets it. And it's actually after she got off the floor, is Witherspoon got it and gave it to Hannah, and she lays it up for an easy basket. Everybody focused on the ball. Nobody focused on the player running the paint. Presley gets the ball. She's at the top of the key. She backs up, setting up for offense. 2:20 left before half. Gives it over to Singleton at the wing. Back up to Presley, top of the key. Back over to Allen in the baseline. Allen drives, goes up strong, and gets the basket. 2:09, 32:25. Pisgah.
There's that super sensational sophomore
that's
right there.
Super sensational. She's a dapper dandy. I love this girl. Telling you, she's a player. Witherspoon's got the ball. She gives it over to McLean. McLean gets it back up to Hannah. Hannah drives, gets it, pump fakes, drives, gets a little runner in the lane.
That was a good runner right there from Hannah.
32-27, 1:42 left. Presley trying to get the ball up quickly, gives it to Long. Long back to Presley over to wing. Presley gives it to Allen in the corner. Allen goes up this time. They collapse on her and block it, and Hickory runs down the loose ball. Witherspoon has got it in her hands. She gives it up to Dixon. Dixon gets it over to McLean. McLean dribbles up, gives it back to Dixon. Dixon gives it to Witherspoon. Witherspoon takes a jumper from foul line, misses it, and they say it's out off of Kelsey Long, but I didn't see that.
Well, I think what happened right there is it was three Bears against one Red Tornado.
So he just assumed.
Yeah, so he assumed that one of the Bears tipped it whenever the Red Tornado was the one running through the lane trying to grab the rebound. It looked like it might have went off her.
They had the better position, actually.
Yeah.
So quickly they get it in the hands of Witherspoon. Lewis on her. Witherspoon gets in the corner to New and Cameron. Cameron gets it up to Miller. Back out to, looks like Dixon. Dixon's at the line. She does a ball fake, gets past Singleton, gives it over to 34. She just chunks it up, misses it, and then actually Miller goes up and misses the other layup.
Yeah, the Bears got a little bit of a break. Cameron had a wide open layup. She just missed that one. Miller got a big rebound, tried to force it up, but got partially blocked by a Bear out of bounds.
So McLean's trying to, or not McLean, Hannah's trying to throw it in. She finally gets it out to Dixon way up top. Dixon's got Singleton on her. She drives. She pulls it down. She gets it in the hands of, and I can't see because I got a referee in my face, Witherspoon. She misses the layup. She tries to lob it into Miller and throws it over her head out of bounds. Possession belongs to Pisgah with 39 seconds before half. The score still 32-27.
One thing the Bears are going to need to work on after halftime is some boxing out. They have let Hickory get way too many rebounds in this first half so far.
Singleton's got her and Presley bring it across the timeline. They bring out a little pressure again. Presley gets it to Allen in the paint. Allen gets it to Mariah Lewis for a little jumper, and it's good. 34-27, Pisgah leads.
Beautiful 1-2-3 give-and-go situation right there.
Quickly, Witherspoon, or Dixon, brings it back down. She gets it to Miller at the baseline. Miller dribbles once. She can't get it in the paint. Mariah Lewis steals it. Mariah gets it to Presley. Presley to Allen. Allen to Singleton. And she misses the layup. Allen gets the rebound. She goes back up, and it's good. 36-27 at the buzzer. Folks, the Bears take the lead at halftime, 36-27. Woo, boy, this is Pisgah Basketball on WPTL 920 AM. Carolina.
Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings. Guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
March, a madness of savings at Hometown Hardware Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. A two-piece live animal trap, $22.99. Spectracide 10-pound soil and turf insect killer, $7.99. 2-cubic foot Miracle-Gro potting mix, $8.99. 3-foot by 50 feet of weed block landscape fabric, $7.69. Hometown Hardware, ready to help with all your spring needs. Hometown Hardware, friendly service too, at Canton Plaza, Radio Hill.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Back here in Greensboro, where the Black Bears in that second quarter just really found it, the rhythm, and took a lead. It was all knotted up, 16-all at the end of the first. It looked like it's going to be one of those Frazier-Ali matchups, you know, punch for punch. But it ended up that the Black Bears found a way to get a lead. They're ahead by 9, 36-27, with Brooklyn Allen hitting a layup right there at the end.
Yeah,
beautiful shot.
Brooklyn Allen, leading scorer for us right now. She has 15 big points. Well, we also have Sheridan Presley with 7. Kelsey Long and Mariah Lewis both have 6. And Ashley Pendleton have 2. And that's your 36 points for the Bears.
I'm telling you. I said it at the beginning of the game. Allen, she is a beast when it comes to trying to defend her and then trying to – she's just like Truesdale on the boys' team.
Exactly.
She's a hybrid kind of like. She's hard to guard. She plays in the post. She plays out at the as a guard. So it's really hard to defend her and play her.
Exactly. You don't know whether to put a big man or a big woman on her because she'll drive right past them or put a smaller guard who she can just shoot over. You don't have a way of guarding her.
You remember when I told you that we didn't do so well against Weddington, that I thought that our two-point percentage need to be better? Right now we're 61.5% from two-point land. We're 16 of 26. Impressed. We'll miss 10 shots. Foul shots were 75%. Big improvement there. Where as far as Hickory, they're shooting 36% from two-point land, 50% from a three-throw line, 25% from the three-pointers. We're shooting 33% from three-pointers. We only tried 3. We made 1. They've tried 8 and made 2. So if they want to keep chunking them from the outside, that's fine with me.
But
don't keep doing that percentage. When we come back, we got a special interview with a very special young man that had an outstanding career at Pisgah. So keep them radio dials there, because you ain't going to want to miss this interview. So Pisgah's leading at half, 36-27, this Western Regional Final Championship game. We'll be back after these messages.
The Pisgah Black Bears know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to basketball, but to personal finances as well. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have a portfolio that works as hard as you do. Jim Bromley, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 828-648-0045 or stop by his office at 92 Crossroad Hill Road in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs
it's
the
Black
Bears.
It's Black Bears basketball on AM 920.
Back here in Greensboro, where the Black Bears are leading at halftime in this Western Regional Championship game, 36-27 over Hickory. We got a very special guest here that I found out was going to be here at this game, and I twisted his arm and maybe his leg and a couple other parts of his body and said, look, I need you for an interview. I've got one of the best players I've ever seen play at Pisgah, and that's R.J. McClure. Just finished up your season at Lenoir Ryan. And has it really set in yet, all the greatness that's happened to you as far as 1,000 points at Pisgah, 1,000 points at LR?
I wouldn't say it's set in yet. That night, I was pretty sad. I laid there. It's tough to go to sleep. I woke up. I was like, we can move on. I'm ready for the next chapter. But I don't know if it's really set in about what I've been able to accomplish and everybody's helped me on the way through and just the memories that I've made throughout basketball career.
Your mom said that part of your dream has come true. Your dream was to be a college basketball player, play college ball. Done that. Mark that now. What's your next dream?
Well, my next dream is to work my way to become a college head basketball coach. Start out being a grad assistant, looking for jobs. Start applying after I get my four-year degree in May. So that's my next chapter in life, and hopefully work my way up and become a head coach one day.
Oh, I think you will. As much determination you've got, and a mom that just really is the fire behind you. She supports you. She just drives you. She's outstanding. I loved her as a coach. She's just one and only. You got the greatest mom in the whole wide world.
I sure do. She's definitely pushed me. She's definitely been a big part of everything I've been able to do. Fiery. Funny thing is, she used to coach me when I was younger. I didn't get my grades. I didn't even go to practice, and she was the coach. She Ooh. Left me at home, so I definitely Ooh. Did my grades first. But
well, that's a tough coach yeah. there now, yeah, folks. Right. Just leave him at the
she
house.
She set me straight. I know.
Well, listen, you got to see Pisgah practice today at LR, or was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday at LR, and I know you haven't got to see him play. You're here to back your team, but how did you have any words of advice to give them when they were there?
Don't take it for granted. I got to experience a run like this my sophomore year, and the memories I made there I'll never forget. But when it comes time to be businesslike, you put that uniform on, you go to war, but don't leave nothing on the floor because you never know if you'll ever have this chance again. So,
well, folks, you just heard it from the great player that had the big P on, the red and black, and the red and black on it, Laura. He never changed colors.
Always a bear. Always a bear.
Lenore Ryan Bear, Pisgah Bear. He's always going to be a bear. He's going to be true to our hearts always at Pisgah. We hope you come back and see us and spend some time with the kids and try to take some of what you've learned at that next level and bring it down to the lower levels and teach these kids. So, folks, you heard it here. RJ McClure, great career. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these messages. This is Pisgah Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
Thanks. Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Good news for everyone needing to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is still around. They just have a new location. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, they'll buy it. If you're looking to buy, if they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, brands, models, and years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler. Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Back here live at Greensboro, where we're about done with halftime, and the Black Bears lead 36-27 at halftime. One more half, 16 more minutes of ball, and if we play like we just did, and then...
Yeah, if we play like we just did, we should have a great chance of winning this game for sure.
For sure, because we've got to come out and play like we were doing the first half and just keep putting the pressure on them, because then the pressure is going to I think it's going to get to Hickory sooner or later.
Yeah, and it's already showing a little bit right now on the Bears, who we had a little bit of nerves at the very beginning of the game, have came out on fire here of late. And this is Pisgah Basketball, brought to you by our big black sponsor, Carolina Pawn and Gun, also by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Randall's 1941 Cafe, American Pawn and Pickers, and by Jim Bromley Financial Services.
So we're getting ready to start the second half, which Hickory will get the possession of the ball, first possession. And then this time they revert. We'll have Pisgah offense on our end. We'll get to see them very well. And
yeah, so now
the Hickory will be on their end, yeah, on the other end.
Bears will be going right to left this time.
Yeah. So Dixon's got the ball, and she drives it across the top of the key. She hands it off to Hannah. Hannah drives the baseline. She goes up against Allen. She double-teams, stops, pops back out to Dixon. Dixon's got Singleton on her. She drives toward the corner, hands it off to Tips. Tips just hands it right back to Dixon. Dixon dribbles back up to the top of the key, tries to reset the offense. This time she crosses over, gets Singleton going way. They hand it out to Actually, it's Hannah, and they're going to get Hannah for a charge on Singleton. I mean, on what?
It was on Presley.
Presley standing there waiting for her, and she just took it, and the referee started blowing the whistle. I thought they was going to call a charge on or foul on us, but it was actually now. Folks, I'm sitting here breathless. I can't even get one thing out without another thing happening. But we broke the press again. Presley hands it to Allen. Allen dribbles across the line, timeline between two defenders, and she goes all the way up, misses a layup. So they get the ball back. Hickory does. Still 36-27, 7:15 left. They lob it into Witherspoon. Witherspoon gets in the corner to McLean. McLean gets it back up to Dixon. She does a 360. She stops. She gets in trouble. She hands it back out to McLean. Gives it back to Witherspoon. This time, Witherspoon
she's gonna get
lobs it into Witherspoon, and Witherspoon's going to get called for a push-off on Kelsey Long.
Well, it was actually going to be on Mariah Lewis. Kelsey Long coming over to help. But Witherspoon was pushing Mariah Lewis out of the lane, trying to get position, and they're getting her for that foul.
Quickly, Pisgah gets it in, tries to break a press. Allen breaks a press. She gets double teamed, and then she tries to throw it in the corner to Allen, but she loses control, and it goes out of bounds.
Yes.
And I have a score here. Let me get this in real quick.
All right.
Bandys beat Franklin in the championship game in 2A in double overtime, 65-59, to go on to the state championship. Big game there. Dixon's got the ball. She dribbles it and gives it to McLean. McLean gives it up to Witherspoon at the top of the key. Witherspoon dribbles in the corner, gives it to Hannah. Hannah dribbles up, goes all the way around, 360, lobs it up, misses it, but it was Dixon there for the rebound and putback, so it's 36-29. Quickly, Singleton's looking for somebody. She gets it into Allen. Allen gets it. She's looking. She's dribbling to the double team. She gets it across the line. They intercept it. But then Singleton intercepts it back, gives it up to Presley. Presley goes up. It's blocked. But Allen gets the block and tries to go up, and they foul Allen.
Hey, that was good running of the court by Allen right there. She was down on the other end whenever Presley was going up for the layup, and Presley got it blocked away. But Allen hustling back down, grabs the rebound, goes up strong, gets fouled. She's at the line for two.
So we're having – Pisgah's going to take a timeout. It's 36-29, 6:13 left in the game – or third quarter. So this is Pisgah basketball on WPTL, 9:20 a.m.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Well, back here live at Greensboro, where the Black Bears took the timeout, and mainly is to settle the team down. They've come out with a press in the second half that they weren't prepared for. For coaches, just going over a few things and telling them how to break it. So Allen will be going to the line shooting two after she got fouled, after she ran the court, and Presley was going up for a shot, got it blocked, and Allen just got the ball, was trying to go back up, and they fouled her. Yeah. And the foul was on who? I didn't see who it was on.
I'm not sure who that. The foul was on number
Witherspoon.
It was on number 12.
Okay, McLean.
Yeah, McLean.
So as far as the foul situation goes, Witherspoon has
Witherspoon actually has two now.
Two. Yeah. So Brooklyn gets her three throws, 38-29, Pisgah. Quickly, Dixon drives it down across the top of the key and gives it to McLean in the wing. She drives back up. She does a crossover. This time she got help side defense waiting on her. She gets in the corner to McLean. McLean back out in the wing to Dixon. Dixon's got Singleton on her, as tall as her, so it's causing her problems. She shoots an NBA three, and it's good.
That was from way downtown.
Yeah, 38-23. She got a screen and just shot behind the screen. Quickly, Presley gets the ball, gets it to Allen across the timeline. Allen drives to the hole, gets it over to Lewis in the corner. Lewis gets it back out to Allen at the wing, up the top to Singleton, or Presley. Presley dribbles, gives it to Singleton in the corner. Singleton dribbles up the top of the key, gets it over to Lewis in the corner. Back up to Allen at the wing, up to Singleton at the top of the key. She gets it over to Presley at the wing. They're in the zone. They get to Allen in the back. Allen tries to pass it in to Long. She mishandles it. The Red Tornadoes come out with it. They go, and it was actually 23. It was actually Hannah that drove all the way from one end of the court to the other, and then she gets fouled.
Yeah, and that's going on Sydney Singleton. That's her second one of the game right there. Sydney, she's trying to run with number 23, Yasmin Hannah. Instead, she should have just hustled down the court and tried to get position to cause her to go up and over instead of beside her.
So Hannah goes to the line, got a funny stance as she shoots, and the first one is off the front of the rim.
Yeah, she has a bit of a weird. She takes it like a step back and steps back in, like another step back.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird looking shot. But
it is, and she'll hold that position for a while. And she just holds it, and then the ball rotates sideways, kind of funny. So the next one's up, and it's good. So it's 38-33, 5 minutes left in the third. Quickly give it to Allen. Allen gets it across the timeline to Presley. Presley gets it in the paint to Lewis, and Lewis goes up strong for an easy layup. 40-33 Pisgah, 4:53 left in the third quarter. Dixon brings it up. She back dribbles, backs up, tries a three-pointer, misses it. Presley comes down with the rebound. They double team her in the corner. She gets it to Allen. Allen gets it across the timeline. They back off the double team. She gets it to Presley. Presley back over to Allen. Is a tipped pass is intercepted by the Red Tornadoes. And here goes Hannah again. Yasmin Hannah to the foul line. She dribbles all the way down. And this time Allen fouls her, which that'll be Allen's second.
Yeah, that's her second as well. Brooklyn Allen, though, that's. They couldn't help that situation. It was a smart foul by Brooklyn Allen.
So Hickory's going to take a timeout now. So with 4:32 left, 40-33 is the score. Pisgah leads. This is Pisgah basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
How about them black bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
It's Black Bears basketball on AM 920.
Back here in Greensboro, where Yasmin Hannah is going to the free throw line to shoot two, and she gets her first one this time, so it's 40-34. And then I just got a score from the Western Elon game. If you were expecting to hear Western on WPTL, Elon leads 34-27 in the second half. Yasmin's next one is up, and it's good, so 40-35. So the 9-point lead's cut to five. Quickly, they get it across the court to Allen. Allen gets it to Long. Long gets it over to Lewis. Lewis goes up strong. She misses it. It's tipped out. It's rebounded by Dixon. Dixon runs down the long rebound. They quickly get it up across the court. She tries to drive on Singleton. Does a 360. Goes up strong. Brings it down. It rolls around the rim. Lewis gets the rebound. They quickly give it to Allen, who's outrunning everybody up the court. She pump fakes. Goes up strong, and it's good. 42-35, Pisgah leads.
That was Dixon. A great pass from Presley, up and over everyone on
I'm
that play.
I don't know how she got it up. If she hadn't done the pump fake, they'd probably blocked it, but she learned something against Weddington.
Yeah.
Hickory's got it in the corner. Dixon does. She's going to shoot another long three, this time off the front of the rim. Witherspoon comes down the rebound. She misses it. Yasmin Hannah comes down with it. She just goes up and throws it up and in.
Yeah, that was the whole boxing out thing I talked about a little bit. They need to work on that some. They've let them get way too many rebounds.
It's they break the press barely, and Pisgah gets it in the hands of Presley. Presley goes up, and she gets fouled by Miller. She just decided to take the ball to dribble it straight to the hole, and Miller was not in position, and she got the block.
Yeah, Sharon Presley always playing smart out there. Realized Miller was a much larger girl than her, so Presley just takes it at her, initiates the contact, gets them to call the foul on her instead. So Presley got the line shooting too.
That's Miller's second on her, so she gets her first one. Sheridan does. It's 43-37, 3:22 left in the third. She's going to line with her second. It's up. off the back of the iron, rebounded by Tips. Tips brings it down, gets it to hands of Dixon. Dixon's going to come easily across the timeline. And she's calling the plays. She's got Singleton kind of playing off on her. Gets in the corner to Witherspoon. Witherspoon hands it back out to Tips. Tip drives the hole, goes up. She gets it against Lewis. I thought Lewis might have tipped, got it, but she didn't. So it's 39-43. Pisgah still leads. Pisgah gets the ball in. Singleton gets it over to Allen. Allen drives across the line, gets it to Penland. Penland decides to take that little jump shot from the wing, and she gets it. 45-39, Pisgah leads.
Penland must have had her chicken and fries today.
Chicken and fries. So 2:37 left in the third. Dixon's got the ball. She gets in the corner to Witherspoon. Witherspoon dribbles up to the top of the key. She's looking. She finally hands it off to Dixon. Dixon drives to the paint, hands it off to Tips. Tips shoots, misses it. Miller gets the weak side rebound. She just half moons it up, and it goes in. 41-45. Pisgah still leads by four. And quickly, Allen's getting double teamed. She goes to the ground. She gives it to Singleton. Singleton gives it over to Presley, all alone at the wing. She shoots. She misses it. And actually, Penland, I thought she actually, Lewis went up for the rebound. And when it come down, she missed it. Penland touched it as it's going out of bounds. So the possession will belong to Hickory.
Yeah, Penland was trying to grab that ball, but it was just out of her fingertips, off her fingertips, and out of bounds. So the Red Tornadoes get it.
We need a possession stop here to get the ball back and get the lead a little bit bigger than 4 points. So Dixon brings it across the timeline. She drives to the hole. She kicks it out to Hannah. Hannah pump fakes, drives to the hole. She gets it back out to Dixon. Dixon's dribbling against Presley or Singleton. She gives it back to Hannah. Hannah goes up. She misses it, but she's going to get fouled, and it looks like it's going to be on Penland.
Yeah, that's going on Ashley Penland. And that's, like I've been saying this all year about Ashley Penland, she is probably our best defender we have. But whenever you play extremely tight defense like she does, you're going to pick up a lot of fouls.
Yeah. So, and you got Hannah going to the line again. Yasma Hannah with her funky style. This time she misses it. It goes off the side of the rim, hits the backboard, and falls off the other side. So Singleton's going to come out. Long's going to give her a breather. Ray's in to give Allen a breather. Allen, get some Gatorade. Get in, get it down, get your breath, and get back out there, girl.
Yeah, we need Brooklyn Allen in the game. She has been fantastic for us today.
So, Yasmin, Hannah's next one is up, and it's good. That's the funniest rotation I've ever seen on a ball.
For sure.
Presley gets the ball, trying to break the court, full court press. They get it into Long. Long finally gets it to Penland. Penland wasn't looking and turns the ball over, and they get it. Actually, Lewis didn't mean to. She tripped over Penland's foot and landed on Tips. And that was an accident. They were trying to tie the ball up.
Yeah. That was just kind of like a bit of a hectic play right there. And Lewis just fell over a couple players and landed straight on top of Tips.
So Allen comes back in and Lewis comes out to get her a breather. So giving the big girls a real quick breather, give them some juice, get them back out there. They try to get it in the hand of Witherspoon's. Witherspoon's got Allen on her. She picks the ball up. She gives it to Dixon. Dixon's got Ray on her. Ray's into the game. She does a 360, goes around the corner, tries to get Ray off of her, does, and goes for an easy layup. Quickly, they get it in the hands of Presley. Presley's driven the ball, and they're going to call Miller for a reach-in.
Yeah, Presley trying to hustle the ball down the court. She broke, like, three Hickory Red Tornadoes right there, and one of them ended up picking up the foul.
45-44, Pisgah leads by one. That nine-point halftime lead is cut to one. 1:13 left in the third quarter. Presley brings it across the timeline. She gets to the top of the key. She's looking for a screen. She finally finds Ray over by herself at the wing. She goes up for a shot, misses it. Penland comes down with a rebound. Big rebound by Penland. She finds Long at the top of the foul. Long does a 360, turns around, tries to get it. Rebounded by Ray this time. Comes up with another big rebound. Ray gives it to Presley. Presley's out top. She's got Witherspoon on her. She dribbles one side, and she's trying to get to the paint. Witherspoon takes it away. She goes down. Ball's loose. They get it. Tips gets it, picks it up, and gets it to Dixon. Dixon gets it across the timeline. 30 seconds left for the second half. They lob it into tips, and it's batted away by Presley, and they're going to call Presley for a foul.
I don't see that one. Neither did I. Presley, playing some fantastic help side defense, came over and basically stole the ball right out of Tip's hands, but they're going to say they got her on the arm as she was passing through. So Presley picks up a foul right there. That's just her second one of the game.
26 seconds left in the third quarter. They get the ball in. They give it to Dixon or Witherspoon. She drives on Allen and gets a layup, and it's 46-45. Hickory regains the lead back after that 9-point lead we had at halftime. They've whittled it down and took it back.
Yeah, they're doing about the same thing this third quarter as we did to them in the second quarter.
So Long gets the ball into Singleton. Singleton setting up the offense. 14 seconds left before the half or before the quarter. Singleton drives. She gets the ball. It bounce passes into Long, and they're tied up. Witherspoon and Long ties it up, and his possession error belongs to Pisgah.
Yeah, so we have 7 seconds left to try and put up one more shot and try and get some more points on the board for the Bears.
They get the ball. They're trying to get it in. Singleton gives it over to Long. Long goes up for a little baseline jumper. It hits, bounces, misses. They get it out. Red Tornadoes do. They try to get it up. She shoots a butter shot, and it's off the back of the rim. Ooh, that was luck right there.
That was luck.
Ooh, so going in the final quarter here, the Hickory Tornadoes take the lead back, 46-45. This is Pisgah Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. It's Black Bears basketball.
Back here in Greensboro, where Hickory just took the lead in the third quarter, 46-45. We're in the final quarter here. This is all for it. You got to leave everything on the line. When I was looking at the stats, we talked about the boxing out situation. At the halftime, the Red Tornadoes had a 17-14 rebounding lead over us.
And that hasn't really happened too much this year.
No, it's not. Pisgah's usually been the one out rebounding. So now the Red Tornadoes get the first possession of this game. Or for this last quarter here.
And we're going to need our big three to come out hot this fourth quarter for sure.
We're going to need them. So the Red Tornadoes get the ball. They walk it across the timeline. It's Dixon. She dribbles in the corner. She gets another screen. This time she tries to go up. She gives it to Yasmin Miller. She just turns around and shoots, just puts it up, and they get a foul.
And I'm not saying this from a Bears perspective. It really did seem like the Bears had their hands straight up in that situation.
And she turned around and went into them.
Yeah, she just turns around and goes wildly, and she got bailed out a little bit by getting the foul. So she's at the line shooting two free throws.
So 46-45, Hickory leads. Her first one's up, and it hits front of rim, rolls in. Good.
And that foul went on Kelsey Long. That was just her first one of the game.
So she gets another chance to make it a three-point lead by the Red Tornadoes. Her next one's up, and it is good. Nothing but net. So it's 48-45.
We got Ashley Pinland coming in to replace Kelsey Long right now, and the Red Tornado is still going to bring some full court pressure.
Need ball handlers out there, and that's the reason to swap right there for Pinland and Long. Quickly, the full court pressure again. They get it to Presley. Presley tries to get it back. She throws it away. She gets it in the hands of Miller, or Hickory gets in the hands of Miller, and it bounces. Pinland comes up and pokes it out of Miller's hand.
Yeah, Sheridan Presley tried to make a quick bounce pass back into Sydney Singleton, but it got stolen away by the Red Tornadoes right there.
So the Red Tornadoes get the possession back. It gets in the hands of Witherspoon. Witherspoon calls, gets tips driving to the lane. She misses it. She comes up with another rebound, misses it. Gets another rebound, misses it. This time Pisgah comes out with it. Lewis quickly gets in the hands of Allen. Allen goes up from the foul line, misses it. And Pinland tries to save it, but in the hands of Miller from Hickory. Quickly, Dixon brings it down. She does a 360, spins. She gets it to Miller at the baseline. Miller shoots. It's no good. Actually, there's a fight for the ball. Somehow Sydney Singleton comes out of it. She's dribbling on her knees. She gets it. She brings it up across the court. Gives it to Allen. Allen bounces down. Goes up strong. And now they're going to call a foul.
Yeah, Allen backing down. And that was tips. She backed down tips into the lane, went up strong, got fouled, threw it straight out of bounds, but because she got fouled. So now we got, Brooklyn Allen going to go to the line shooting two for the Bears.
And that's tips second, I believe.
Yeah, that's just her second one of the game. Yeah.
Allen's first one's up. It bounces off the backboard.
Now we're going to
need. Still 48-45, 6:56 left in the game.
We're going to need these free throws falling, especially here later in the game.
Exactly.
Getting close.
Her next one's up. And it bounces off front of the rim. She overcompensated. And they tips, rebounds, and they're going to call Mariah Lewis for a block. As she tried to come out, she tripped over Mariah Lewis's feet.
Yeah, a little bit of an acting job right there by Tips as well. She understood the situation, drove past Mariah Lewis, and then just kind of fell. And that caused Mariah Lewis to pick up a foul. And that's our seventh foul of the game.
And that puts them in the 1-1.
Yeah, putting them in the 1-1 situation.
We just got our official stats from the up to the third quarter, and Hickory's out rebounding Pisgah 25-20. It's the boxing out issue that we talked about. So Tips' first one's up. It's off the back of the rim, but Witherspoon gets a rebound. She misses it, but actually Allen comes down with it. They say it's going to be off of Allen.
Yeah, Allen, as it came down, it hit Allen's foot and rolled out of bounds. I could see it from here, and that was the correct call, but the Bears just need the box out right now.
They're trying to get it into Witherspoon. They get it into her, but it's quickly intercepted by Presley. Presley comes down. She gets it across. She passes Witherspoon. Witherspoon tries to reach in. They try to grab it. It's blocked. Singleton picks it up and shoots a two. So that makes it 47-48. Hickory. Quickly, Dixon's trying to bring across the timeline. She's got Penland on her. Penland's playing some actually close defense, and they call it. We got one referee calling a timeout and one holding a. She got the timeout before the foul.
Yeah, the coach was calling a timeout well before that foul.
That was it. I was right. She got the timeout before the foul come. One referee whistled timeout underneath the basket. The other one held his hand up for a foul. But they confided and said that she called the timeout before the foul. That's the correct way to do it. So 6:27 left. It's 48-47. How many timeouts do they have left?
It actually shows up there. They have three left. Or actually, I think it might just be two. Got two left now.
Two left. And we've got four. That could be big coming down the line. And we're just keeping it here, folks, because this is getting really interesting. 6:27 left. It's a one-point game. Hickory leads 48-47. They have the ball. And another thing I was looking at on this stat sheet is that Pisgah is shooting 52% from two-point land. They're shooting 41%. We're shooting 25% from three-point land. They're shooting 27%. And they're shooting 58% from three-throw line, and we're shooting 75%. We're beating them in all phases but one. That's rebounding, and we're giving them second-chance shots.
Yeah, see, granted, their two-point percentage is low. They have out-rebounded us this entire game.
But look how many more shots they took than Pisgah. They
took
13 more shots than Pisgah.
And that's because of all the rebounds that they've been getting.
So Penland's backing off a little bit. Now she's poking at the ball. Dixon trying to drive on her to hand it out to Miller. Miller gets it to a Witherspoon. Witherspoon's got Mariah on her. She's standing top of the key. She drives to one side. She's going to hand it to Miller. Miller gets double-teamed. They leave Witherspoon alone. She comes up. Penland gets back for defense. She alters her shot. Presley comes down with the rebound. She gets it. She's driving down to the hole. She gets past Witherspoon, stops at the foul line, jumps, pops. No, she misses it short off the front of the rim. Usually that's her patented shot.
That's her shot right there. Just didn't fall down that time.
So now Dixon's driving on Penland. Penland's got her. She's not using her hands now. Must they double-team her, get it way out to Tips. Tips has got Singleton on her. Singleton, she pulls her ball up, gives it over to Witherspoon. Witherspoon's got the ball. She drives to one side, and they're trying to run the clock out, and they hand it to Tips. Tips tries to bounce it Witherspoon or Dixon. And Penland comes out and pokes the ball out, and I thought she had the steal, and then they tried to get her.
That was a very clean steal. But instead, they're going to call Penland with a foul who did everything correct in that situation, folks. I can't say this was right in front of us, too. We can't say this any differently. She did everything perfect in that situation, tipped the ball into the backcourt and stole it away, but they're calling her for a foul instead. So now we got Dixon at the line shooting one and ones.
Yeah, Dixon shooting line, shooting one. First one's in. So it makes it 49-47 with 5:29 left.
And the next foul that Hickory commits will also put the Bears in the one-on-one situation as well.
So Dixon's next one's up, and it rattles around, rolls around, goes in. So it's 3-point lead, 50-47. Quickly getting the hands of Singleton. Singleton over to Allen. Allen over here to Penland, right across from us. Penland decides to bounce it in, take a little jumper. She misses it. It's rebounded by Miller in the corner for Hickory. Quickly in the hands of Dixon. They're going to come up. 5:15 left in the game. Dixon's got Penland. She drives to the hole. She decides not to shoot. She looks like she walked, and they didn't call it. Quickly, Yasmin Miller gets it, and she drives through the defenders and gets a layup. So it's 52-47 Hickory. Allen goes down. She goes up, and she gets fouled by Tips, and that's going to be her third.
Yeah, we got Tips and Hannah both with Hickory that have three fouls. And that was a great drive by Allen. Just took it straight at Tips, realizing that Tips had no choice but to foul her in that situation. So she's at the line shooting two for the Bears.
The first one, it goes, bounces off the back of the rim, no good. Being able to close out the foul shots here in the end, that's going to hurt us.
Yeah, we were doing pretty decent in the game, but we've missed a few here already in this fourth quarter.
Her next one is up, and it rattles in. So it's 52-48, 5 minutes left in the game. Witherspoon's got the ball. She's driving it on Lewis. She gets it across the timeline, gets back up. Lewis is Gardner. She backs off. She pops it back out to Tips. Tips at the top of the over in the very far corner. She gets it stolen by Singleton. Singleton bounces. Oh, she don't bounce it. It was knocked out of bounds by.
She tried to bounce pass it over to Ashley Penland, but she threw it off the foot of Dixon, and that caused Dixon to actually trip and fall to the floor. It went out of bounds, so the Bears regained possession underneath their basket.
So quickly they get it into Allen, and Allen goes up for a shot, and she gets fouled by Miller. Miller she gets a piece of Allen's elbow right across the nose.
Yeah, Miller definitely felt that foul right there.
Oh, I got it.
Allen came down, kind of elbowed her in the face, but it was because Miller was out of position. So Allen's going to the line shooting one and ones for the Bears.
Their first one's up. It misses. It rattles off front rim. Miller gets a rebound. They get in the hands of Dixon. 48-52. Hickory leads. 4:30 left in the game. Witherspoon walks across the timeline. Gives it to Miller. Miller gets double teamed. She's driving to the hole. She goes up. This time she gets the shot, and it's no good. Singleton comes down with it. She's pushing it. Singleton goes up. Gets it. Rattles in, and it's good.
Woo, huge baby play from Singleton. You just haven't seen that too much from her throughout the year. She took it the full length of the court, drives past a bunch of Hickory players, gets to the lane, gets fouled, and converts. Big play right there by Sydney Singleton.
So who was the foul on? I don't know. And Singleton's going line shooting
the
three.
The foul was on Yasmin Hanna.
So her fourth.
That's her fourth foul of the game. Big foul right there as well.
Hickory's taking a timeout, and that is – they only have one left after this.
Yeah,
4:14 left in the game. 52-50 Hickory leads. And Singleton going to the line shooting a foul that could pull it to 1 point.
Yeah, that could be a huge play right there for
Hickory's
the Bears.
Hickory's got one timeout remaining in the game. Yeah. That was a full. They only have fulls left. That's they only have one timeout left. And folks, the reason I keep saying this, 4:14 left in the game, this close, this tight, and you only got one free throw left or one timeout left, could be critical.
It could be very critical, especially if you're forced to use it here soon. You won't have a timeout for the end of the game to try and set up a last-second shot or anything.
And that happened to Weddington Wednesday night. They used all their timeouts, and they didn't have any with 4 minutes left in the game either.
So a lot of this also comes down to coaches. It's not just the players out there. The coaches also need to make great decisions out on the court as well for both these teams.
So Yasmin Miller picked up her fourth. Two bad situations there. Yasmin Miller picked up her fourth. They have one timeout remaining. The score is 52-50. Singleton going to the line, shooting one.
Yeah, the Bears really need to take the ball at Yasmin Hanna and try and get her to pick up her fifth foul of the game if they can.
Singleton's shot is up. It's in and good. 52-51.
Very composed right there.
Really, she was. Oh, it's tipped by Lewis into the hands of Allen. Allen gets it, goes up, and she misses it. It's in the corner. They get the ball. Somehow Allen steals the ball. Pisgah gets it back. Allen gets it back again and gets it in, and they take a lead, 53-52. 4 minutes left in the game. Pisgah just wheeled their way to get that basket. Get it in the hands of Miller. She gets it across the timeline. Pisgah goes back and plays defense now. Got the lead. Make them play your game now. They get it to Dixon. Dixon tries to drive on Penland. Penland being excellent defense. Get it in the hands of McLean at the wing. McLean got Presley on her, and Presley's just saying, "If you, I got the lead, man. If you want to stand out there and dribble, go ahead." Dixon gets the ball back from McLean. She's got Penland on her. She drives one way. She pulls it up. Hands it to Yasmin Miller. Miller gives it over to McLean at the top of the key. 3:20 left in the game. Miller decides to drive. Give it to Tip in the corner. Tip goes to the foul line. She cut off. Gives it back to McLean.
Hickory's wasting a lot of time
just
right
standing
now.
There. She could have drove to the hole and decided not to. She kicks it back out to Tip. Tip gives it to Dixon. She fumbles the ball. Allen comes out with it. She's on her horse. She goes up and it's good. She gets a layup. 2:58 in the game. 55-52 Pisgah. Quickly, Witherspoon gets it, goes to the foul line. She shoots, she misses it. And here comes Lewis down with the rebound. They're going to call her for a walk.
Yeah, and
Jesus.
She did. Oh. We finally did some boxing out and got a huge rebound. Mariah Lewis ripping it out of another red tornado in his hands, but she fell down onto the floor, and that's going to be a walk.
They give it in the corner to McLean. McLean's got Presley on her. She drives around, she dribbles up top of the key. Still got Presley on her. She hands it to Dixon. Dixon's got Penland on her. She drives to the, shoots a three. It's off, way off. Tips gets a rebound. She goes up and she just chunks it as she's falling to the ground and gets fouled by, we don't know.
Yeah, we'll see who that foul's going to go on. It's going to go on Sydney Singleton.
That's her second.
Yeah, that's her third. Yeah,
excuse me,
her third.
I missed one.
I'm trying my best. They're not putting the players up on the board who get the foul, so I'm trying to keep up with it, folks, right now.
So Tips goes to the line, shoots, and that is good.
Yeah, once again, though, the Bears just failing to box out. That's all we've done wrong this game. Everything else has been great, but the boxing out has just been subpar today for us.
53-55, 2:34 left in the game. Tips next one's up off the back of the rim. Allen gets the rebound, comes out from under there with a two-point game, Pisgah. I would go to the forecourt, Dean Smith, spread offense, make them foul me.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what Coach is doing. He's got Presley with the ball, gives it to Lewis. Lewis gives it back to Allen. Allen's driving. She hands it to Singleton. Singleton hands it back to Allen, doing a little weave up top. Allen dribbles across the court all the way to Holloway, hands it back out to Presley. Presley gives it to Allen in the corner. Allen dribbles to Penland. Penland goes up, misses it, and then they get the rebound. Hickory does it, get it up to Yasmin Miller. She goes up. She gets the basket, and it's all tied up, 55-55. Quickly, Pisgah gets it in the hands of Allen. Allen gets it over to Singleton. Singleton gets it across court to Presley. Presley drives and bounce passes it to Lewis. Lewis gets her composure, puts it up, and it's good.
Big shot from Lewis right there.
57-55. Quickly, they get in the hands of McLean. McLean's driving the whole forward court. Gets it over to Miller for a three. Miller shoots, and it's good. You can't leave her alone. She's got the hot hand. 58-57. Hickory. Allen drives the whole length of the court, misses a layup. Hickory rebounds, gets the ball back, gives it to McLean or Miller. Miller gets the basket, and she drives all the way down and gets the basket. 60-57. Hickory, minute, 10 seconds left in the game, and Coach calls a timeout. We're going to leave it here. I got to get my breath.
Yeah, we were forced to call that timeout right there. Yasmin Hanna has just went off these last few seconds. I think she's got five. Yeah, she's got actually the last 7 points for the Tornadoes.
We didn't match up on that last one. They left her wide open on the wing. Nobody came back to get her, you know, and say, I've got to box out the shooter. You got to find the hottest players on the court. And Yasmin Miller has been the hottest.
Hannah.
She's got the fourth foul. We needed to be going at her to get her out of the game.
Yeah, she's got four fouls. She's had them for the last 3 minutes. They had to keep her in because we didn't have stats before the game, but she's showing to be their star player out there.
Yeah.
So we really need to take it at her, especially in this last minute and 9 seconds. Get her out of the game. Don't make her the one that beats us.
Right. Don't make her be the one that beats you. That's exactly right. And she got four fouls. Now, we've got three timeouts left. They still got the one.
Yeah, they still have it.
They still have the one. 1:09 left. Let me get you caught up. Pisgah took the lead. Then they got it taken back by Hickory. It's 1:09 left, 60-57. Hickory. Pisgah has the ball, has possession. They're going to have to take it out on the side. Presley's got it. She brings it across the timeline. They go into a zone. She gives it to, oh, Singleton wasn't looking, and Presley throws it behind her. Singleton was looking down to get out on the, for a screen or something, and she just did not see the ball.
I'm also getting confirmation, Yasmin Hanna has 27 of their points tonight.
Quickly, they're trying to double team. Got double team in McLean. McLean gets it across and gets in the hands of Dixon. Dixon tries to throw it to Yasmin Miller. Do not foul her. They get it over to Witherspoon. Witherspoon goes up. It's blocked, but then they're going to call Lewis with a foul.
And if that is going on, Lewis, that's her fourth foul of the game as well, and it is. So now Lewis has four fouls for the Bears.
48 seconds left. 60-57. She misses her first free throw. That's huge.
And the Bears could use another miss right here. Keep it a one-possession game if they need to box out.
Make sure they get the box out. Next one's up, and it is in. So that's 61-57. They quickly get it into Presley. Get across this two-possession game. You don't need a three right now. You can get it by getting two twos. You get it to Allen in the corner. Allen loses her balance, tries to bass pounce it to Penland. It's intercepted by Witherspoon. And she comes out, and she gets fouled hard to the ground by Presley.
I'm not sure if it's going to go on Presley or it's going on Ashley Penland, actually. So that's going to be her fourth foul as well. So now Hickory's going to the line to shoot double bonus.
And we're going to call a timeout. So 35 seconds left in the game, and Hickory leads 61-57 after Pisgah regained the lead with
Yeah, we regained the lead with about – we actually had it at 142. So, I mean,
and we had to lead
as little as a minute ago.
5 points at that point. And then they've come back and they've scored the remainder of the points. I mean, we scored two since that time. And, you know, that's one thing I was worried about. We can't go in long spurts without scoring. And we've been in two spurts without scoring. Third quarter hurt us when we had the 9-point lead. And we turned the ball over several times in key situations. You know, and you just didn't make it. The basket and it kept the lead extended, and you let Hickory stay in it, and that wasn't good.
Yeah, it's just they've had a ton of second chance points tonight. The Hickory Red Tornadoes have.
So now Witherspoon goes to the line shooting two. She makes her first. 62-57. 35 seconds left.
The Bears are going to need a very quick basket down on the other end.
Her next one's up, and it is rattles in. 63-57. Quickly get the ball into Presley. Presley comes across the timeline. She gets a screen. She dribbles to the hole. It's taken away from her by McLean. McLean just picked her pocket as she went around the screen. And quickly they get it in the hands of Yasmin Miller. And she gets fouled by Singleton, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is going to go on Singleton. And I think Singleton might have taken a rogue elbow to the stomach right there. She's kind of holding her stomach. And that's Sydney Singleton's fourth foul as well. So now we have four players out there with four fouls, three players.
Yeah. Yasmin Miller go to the line shooting two.
That crazy
63,
form.
57. She gets the first one, rattles all over the rim, the backboard, and then falls in. 64-57.
Yeah.
So now
Yasmin Hanna's had the Bears' number right now.
Next one is up. Bounces off from the rim and is rebounded by Tip. Somehow or another, she got it away from Lewis. And then they get it in the hands of Miller, and Miller gets fouled by Lewis.
I think that's about been the story of the Bears' night tonight. They just can't get the boards. And Tip's just going up. She gets another offensive rebound.
She has the second position on the foul line. And what it was is she just had such a quick first step that she got by Lewis before Lewis even knew it. Now, a lot of times you'll see coaches and you'll see players in the foul line extend their arms out. The reason they do that, and listen, young people, the reason you extend your arm out and hold it out like this is so that you can feel the defender behind you so you can grab her to push her back if need be.
Exactly. And that was actually Mariah Lewis's fifth foul of the game. So she fouled out here with 15 seconds left.
And that's heartbreaking. Foul out of your game your senior year, you know. And if Miller gets her first one, she gets her second one, it's going up. And it's good. So it's 66-57. Singleton throws it in to Presley's not touching it yet. Now she does. She gets it over to Singleton. Singleton gets it back to Presley. Presley's going to drive. Takes a 360. Chunks it up. No good. And tips come down with the rebound. And that's going to do it, folks. Your Pisgah Black Bears get beat here in the Western Championship round to Hickory, 66-57. And they'll be the Western Region runner-up this year. So that'll be the final. We're going to take a break now. And this is the final here, 66-57, Hickory beats Pisgah. This is Pisgah basketball on WPTL, 920 AM.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, you do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
March, a madness of savings at Hometown Hardware Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. A two-piece live animal trap, $22.99. Spectracide 10-pound soil and turf insect killer, $7.99. 2-cubic-foot Miracle-Gro potting mix, $8.99. 3-foot by 50 feet of weed block landscape fabric, $7.69. Hometown Hardware, ready to help with all your spring needs. Hometown Hardware, friendly service too, at Canton Plaza, Radio Hill.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Back to Pisgah Varsity Basketball on AM 920.
Back here in Greensboro, where it's a sad day for the seniors on the bench over there. Sheridan Presley holding her head in her hands. Mariah Lewis crying.
A lot of them are.
A lot of sad faces, you know. Not many seniors on this team. You got Sheridan, Mariah, and Emily Ray, which is not a starter, but the rest of them will come back. Two starters graduate. The final score here is 66-57. Pisgah had the lead with 1 minute and
30 seconds
left. They had a 5-point lead. They tried to slow the ball down. Instead of slowing it down, they ended up getting it tipped away. And then a couple of quick baskets by Hickory.
Yasmin Hanna.
By Yasmin Hanna. She just come down and took over the game there at the end. She was the hot player on the team. And she just took it over. Pisgah had the lead. With 3 minutes left, 55-52. Then they scored back-to-back. They scored they had a foul shot. They scored one on it. Then they got the loose ball, scored on the rebound, made it 55-all. Then they got another basket. Mariah Lewis come up and put a basket back. But the one thing that is really sticks out of me on the stats, we have not hardly been out-rebounded all year. Tonight we were out-rebounded by 9, 66-57.
No, we were rebounded by 12.
12.
40-28.
40-28. I'm looking at the score.
Yeah.
Excuse me. 40-28. In that fourth quarter, we didn't shoot very well. In the second half, we didn't shoot very well from a two-point line. We went 8 of 23 for 34%. For the game, we shot 49%. But then they shot 40% in the second half. And from 2 points, and that's probably going to be your deciding factor of the game, because they had 57 two-point shots. We had 49. They had so many second-chance shots.
Yeah, they had second, third, fourth. I think there was a fifth-chance shot at one point in time.
Yeah.
So
18 of 27 from a three-throw line. Hickory went 66 points, 66%. We start out 75%. In the second half, we go 50%. That killed us right there. We end up the game 57% from the three-throw line, 8 of 14. Just did not get to the line enough. Look, 14 opportunities at the three throw line to their 27. That's double the opportunities at the three throw line. And they first half, and they did it all in the second half. They had 21 chances at the three throw line. So you can't
beat a team.
Yeah, you can't beat a team when you have that kind of discrepancy. With the Pisgah players, you know, Brooklyn Allen does finish the game as the team high 24 points. Mariah Lewis had 10, but Sheridan Presley had 8. And the bad thing about that, Sheridan Presley ends up 40 points short of tying the school record for points in a single for a career. Leslie Young holds the record at 17-10. She'll come in 40 points short. She'll be the second highest leading scorer at Pisgah in the history of Pisgah basketball. For the Hickory Tornadoes, Hannah just came up just extremely 30 points, game high 30 points. She is hot as a firecracker. You had Dixon 10 and Witherspoon with 11, and that was your leading scores for them. We did not have that third player step up tonight and give us that extra double-digit figures that we needed, and that's what we need, somebody step up. Your all-conference team is announced. Mariah Lewis gets all championship team down here, Western Region Conference. Sheridan Presley gets the other one. Brittany Dixon from Hickory gets one. And I guarantee you, Yasmin Hannah will be the most valuable player.
Yasmin Hannah.
Well, no, I'm wrong. Yasmin Hannah's not going to be the most valuable player.
They might actually give it to Brooklyn Allen, she lost.
Yeah.
But
also representing Hickory, Nadesha Witherspoon.
I bet they are going to give it to Brooklyn Allen because she exploded this game. She still had 24 points.
You have got to be kidding me. That girl has got back to back.
Well, let's wait.
Is the most valuable player for this regional tournament. The MVP is Yasmin Hannah.
Hannah. I started to say, wait a minute, they can't do that. Usually they don't
give it to the team that lost.
They don't give an alt. Yeah, they don't give it to, well, not that. As much as they don't give it to, when you have five players, they give five players plus an MVP. But I thought they were going to do that, but they didn't do it. So we got the runners up. And right now I've got an official score from the Western Elon game. It's all knotted up with 2:58 to go, 61 all.
And this is Pisgah Basketball, brought to you by our big black sponsor, Carolina Pawn and Gun. Also by Plus Linen and Uniform Service, Burger King, and by May Motors.
You know, I hate to see the seniors walk off with their heads hanging down. It's a sad, sad day for Pisgah, but we still got one more game, folks. We'll be back at, we can't really tell you, so just stay tuned from 5:30 on. The boys will be playing North Forsyth at the tip-off time, supposed to be 6, but these games are being ahead of everything, and so we're going to take a break.
Well, hold on.
Wait a minute.
They're bringing Brooklyn Allen back out for something. I'm not sure. They forgot to give her award.
All-tournament team. Pisgah number 34, Brooklyn Allen.
I wonder why they missed her, because she had the high score for 24 points.
Yeah, she had an exploding game.
She made all-tournament this year. She made MVP last year, and you know, I was wondering why they missed her, because she had 24 points, and I'm sitting here going, you usually have 5 all-tournament, then 1 MVP? Made no sense to me, but hey, that's the way it goes. You know, the state and her usual wisdom here. Did it again. 1:30 left in that Western game. Western leads 64-61. Big game there for Western Carolina.
Big game.
So we're going to go right now, let's take a break.
Well, I
don't know. What do we want to do, Tim? We're kind of – this is new to us. We got another game between us.
Got a break in between games before our next one.
Yeah, do we need to go away and then come back, or we can close out for now? So what we're going to do now is we're going to close out. We're going to get our composure. I'm going to go do the press conference, and we'll be back at roughly about 5:30. Just stay close to your radio to see for the Pisgah and North Forsyth boys semifinal game. So this is, it's a final here at Pisgah where Pisgah loses to Hickory 66-57. This is Pisgah Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.